I had to wait for a second to finish my landing. Well, I didn't make myself clear, I guess. This little standard for weight is, I don't know, I'm sure it's some portion of a gram. Grams are, well, it's one of the scientific standards of measure, of measurement of weight. And I have a scale. I'm a persnickety person. I'll say that. I'll admit that. When I go to make my cat its meal, I weigh things just so it will be consistent. And if I want to change it somehow to improve it some way or to limit the amount of calories that my cat is ingesting, I know where to start. Because I have an example of what the cat weighs right now. If I want to change that, I've got to lessen something and keep a track of that. The world is full of people like me. It might not seem that way to most people who are listening, I suppose, but the world is full of folks like me who are very curious about everything. And I think that's why human beings, and I mean, not giving myself any credit here, just human beings are this way. And it's why the world is the way it is for us. We are I suppose currently, and to our knowledge, we are the top of the intelligence pyramid, you might call it. We're at the apex of intelligence among all the other species. Now, I know if you're aware of how smart dolphins and humpback whales are. Dolphins have a brain about two-thirds the size of an adult human. But whales, especially the humpback, whales have many, many times a larger brain. And size does matter. And whales sing to one another. Their song is a highly efficient communication for them. They talk with hundreds of miles of distance between them. This is the advantage of that the water gives them. And the fact that what they use to create sound travels very well through a semi-solid like water. But still, I'll go with humans are the smartest creature on the planet. I look at the way some dogs can be trained and I wonder. But anyhow, I'll turn it back to you. If I haven't raised a curiosity, I've just taken your time and I'm sorry about that, but I can't wait to get back to this to figure out what they are doing to determine how much change. That's what the attempt is going to be, I'm sure. How much change has taken place and under what conditions that may have changed. Because these people who do this, keep track of everything they can keep track of. You know? I mean, they just write down everything and put it into a computer program, and the computer helps, makes a shorter time to get an answer. You know, that's a good thing that we have in a computer. But anyhow, it appealed to my fascination that goes back to before I entered school. But for my housekeeper and her attempts to help me with my impediment, I went to school and I knew my alphabet already. I could spell already because this was how she how she worked with me. A little chalkboard that I'd gotten for my birthday. And we would go through the alphabet. And that's how to make it on the chalkboard. That's how to pronounce it. How to put it together to make words. Because it was the words that I had a problem with. I stuttered terribly. And I would make the words very precisely, and I would know what I was doing from the figurement, the figure that the A and the C and the T. And she'd help me understand that that spelled act. I just chose a short word for an example. She was fascinating. She was not a teacher. She was not terribly smart. But she took the right track. And when I went to school, I was ahead of, at least in reading, I was ahead of other kids, and I could speak in class without a problem. How about that? KK4JBQ.
4JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, that sounds interesting, and that's very neat that you have a good reverence for accuracy and weights and the standard of weights and measurements. I realized in high school, and maybe in high school, there was actually a department called the Standards of Weights and Measurements that kind of make sure scales or anything that calibrates things, measuring tools, any type of calibration equipment is upheld to a certain standard. And I guess this this branch of the government makes sure that anything sold is indeed, if it says it is an inch, it is indeed an inch, and so on. But interesting stuff. Another thing I stuck out when you said that we are at the apex of our intelligence right now with this current technology. But in the past few years, I've always been kind of wondering about some of these ancient megaliths, like the pyramids and things like that, things that can't be explained how they were built. I don't know if you follow any of that at all, but I have been, and in the past couple of days, it's been discovered by use of LIDAR technology that there are various gigantic spiral shafts that go down under the Pyramid of Giza, thousands of feet, and which has got the kind of that ancient megalith community all riled up. Have you heard any of that?
And the reason that we both probably have become aware is that Google's algorithm for what makes you click, that is to say, what makes you click your mouse, it works real well. Google knows what, if you spend any time on Google or on your computer, the connections that you make with others tells them a great deal. That's why we think we get this stuff free, you know, but we really don't. They're collecting data. Now, they may not actually being able to associate an individual person with a certain, you know, whatever, that they're trying to measure one individual with the rest of the millions of people that are in their database. I just don't know. But I do know this. I can go on to pardon me. I can go on to the computer, and I can check in, and just, I mean, it's amazing the stuff that comes to my attention on YouTube, for instance. It's just the things I want to read about. And if I make a change or I bring in a new topic, everything updates. I don't have to do that. It's deciding to offer me more opportunities to click. Well, I am 74, and school is behind me, really. But I'm still a student. I'm still interested in things. That keeps me alive. That keeps my mind alive, anyway. It's not like it's nourishment or something like that. I do need nourishment as well. But it keeps my mind alive. And that's something that I know is important to everybody, anybody that's listening. Keep your mind alive. You will enjoy the very large things and the very small things in life. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, you got it dead on with the algorithms, and they feed you more of what you click on. And so, yeah, that's no mystery there. But as you were saying that, I thought about this one thing that's important to realize. I know that if you're on any sort of social media platform, you're scrolling and scrolling and going through all your algorithmically customized feed for you, and at some point you've came across a post saying the best bands of the 60s, or the what's your favorite band of the 70s, or can you name this band with just a silhouette of the singer and all this stuff, and or what was your favorite bike in high school? All these things, I avoid those like the plague. I think all that is some sort of triangulation thing, and they're learning things about you to get access to you. So I would just, if there's any type of questionnaire or things, or do you remember this, click yes or no, I just do not click on those.
Great. It reminds me of, some time back, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I can't explain why. But Donna and I were having a conversation, husband and wife, having a conversation. And somehow I was reminded about this girl back in the 80s, probably the early 80s. And it was, I'm having trouble here. I was talking to my wife about the first date I had with this gal. The weird thing about the date was that she didn't talk at all. I had to pry every breath out of her. And, I mean, it made Donna laugh because Donna's kind of a woman of few words, you know. Now, being married to me, she doesn't have to worry about what to fill the air with. She just lets me go. She just turns me on and lets me go. And 2 hours later, she gets in a word edgewise. It doesn't bother her. Maybe that's why I was attracted. I don't know. She can listen to me and not complain. So, anyway, this gal, we both worked in a retail store, a department store. And I worked in the camera department at that time. It was one of the things we sold in that location within the store. And when I was at my counter and welcoming people to come in with the film that they had exposed and they want their pictures developed and stuff like that, you know. Well, her booth, and I can't remember what she was selling at the same time, but it was right across the aisle. And one day, I just thought to walk over and ask her if she, you know, would like to go out after work. Well, she said, yeah, sure. That's how things get started, you know. And the whole night, she didn't say two words. The whole night. I gave her opportunity, and I know what you're thinking. But I gave her opportunity. Spaces where I would just wait and wait. I'd start counting, you know, just to entertain myself, in my head, you know. And when I got up to 20, I decided to just, you know, bring up another subject because this was nothing she was she was interested in talking about or anything. I couldn't get the woman to talk. She ate, and she chewed slowly. Anyway, so the point of the matter is that it takes all kinds. I'm sure this gal, we were probably in our mid-20s at the time, and, you know, we would go on to have, to live a life, you know. And so I was talking to Donna about this gal, and the reason that she came to mind was that she didn't talk about it. She just wouldn't have anything to say. And she says to me, when she did say anything, Donna says, "Well, how did you break it off?" Well, the thing is, it's not breaking off something that's the first date. I mean, if things don't work on the first date, you get a clear, you know, if the writing is on the wall after the first date. We did, you know, there was some uneasy conversation after that. I didn't choose to explain myself, but, you know, things just didn't work out, you know. But anyway, that was kind of a strange thing to toss in there. Anyway, Duncan, it's been a pleasure to talk with you tonight. And if you're at all interested in how and what they're doing with this this platinum and iridium, how they're establishing a standard for weight, and how they've determined that the weight of things is changing. I think it's gravity. Because gravity, you know, when we step on scales, what's pulling us down onto the scales? Why don't we just float away? It's gravity, of course. And it has been a very consistent thing, something that we can measure. And it's a standard. And the darn thing is changing. And that's got to make you, especially if you know anything about Einstein's work, the grand theory of everything, I think it's called. It has to do with gravity. That doesn't surprise me. You know, gravity is very consistent, or it used to be. I'll leave you with that. And I hope everybody has a good night. And perhaps you're prepared now to go to sleep. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Duncan.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, it's been a pleasure, as always, to talk to you. And I'll let you finish up that video. And if you find it even more intriguing, feel free to bring it up next Monday. And, yep, I will be thinking about how gravity is changing and things way differently. I still think it has something to do with Chick-fil-A with me. But that's my personal observation, and I'm hoping to change soon. But anyway, all kidding aside, always good, Larry. So 7-3 to you, and salt break with KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we'll be taking our last-minute late check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call KO4JKB. Trying to check in, I believe. I'm just getting the carrier. I got a voice. I heard like a KN4, and then that's about it. So let's give another call all the way through the alphabet. And also, last call for check-ins. Check-ins or comments. Call KO4JKV.
N4, VJH, Georgia, call factor.
I got a N4, ZJH, George, in South Greenville.
It's N4, in four. V is in Victor, J is in John, H in Cross Anchor, South Carolina.
On yet. I think I got the call sign N4Z Juliet Hotel, and what's that location again?
Anchor.
Well, I'm not familiar with. Sound like Cross Anchor, but I'll look that up for sure. But George, we got you in the log for sure, and thanks for getting back to me. In the other stations, all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. For the Blue Ridge 2M Internet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2M Internet, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. This is KI4GOD, Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I was trying to check in there, but for some reason it doesn't seem like I'm getting out on the radio. But other than that, I am negative and negative. Thanks for running the net tonight, Duncan. 73 is all, KI4GOD.
All right, John, we got you in that time via Echo Link. Yeah, I heard you cutting in and out, and but we got you in nice and solid via the World Wide Web, KI4GOD, down there in Simpsonville. Thanks again, John. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. For check-ins, call KO4JKV. You got about everybody. Tomorrow night, your net controller is NY4G. That is Mr. Ariel. He'll be your net controller tomorrow night at 9 p.m., as we are here every night at 9 p.m., usually with a different net controller. Sometimes people do double duty, but we'd like for everybody to be regular check-ins as often as they can. So stand by for my net report. That was a real fun one. This is KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2M Internet, with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV, clear.